Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is still in the miracle working business. He has not changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that is perhaps one of the most beautiful attributes of our God, His faithfulness. That's of all the wonderful characteristics and the aspects of His divine nature that is precious. Perhaps there's none so beautiful as that, as His faithfulness. If we are unfaithful to Him, He still remains faithful. Beloved, it's a joy to come into your homes, your automobiles, and before we share what God would have us to think about, meditate on in this broadcast and in this week, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness. Your faithfulness extends to the heavens. Your judgments, Lord, are a great deep. You preserve man and beast. Lord, Your goodness, Your mercy is over all the works of Your hands. And Father, we thank You for who You are, that You are the Almighty God. There is none like You. And time and eternity are in Your hands. And we are Your people, Lord. We thank You for the blessing that we are able to say we are Your people because of the blood, the sacrifice, the life of Jesus that He laid down for us. And so, Father, we commit ourselves to You. We surrender anew and afresh ourselves. We consecrate our lives to Your service for Your glory. And Lord, that You will just minister not only to us, that we would be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, but Lord, that we would be able to manifest the very nature, the character of Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit, to overflow in our lives, and the power of the Holy Ghost working in and through us, that You might receive glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to share, I trust, some familiar passages with you, and I'll begin with sharing a portion of Joel, the second chapter, a familiar passage, I trust. Verse 28 through 32 declares, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out My Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out My Spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Praise God. Jesus was manifested for so many purposes. He came to bring salvation, that all who would believe on Him would have everlasting life. But also, 1 John 3 and 8 clearly says, "The purpose, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil." He came to ransom a people unto Himself, to cause the works of the devil to be destroyed, that those who would believe on Him would be translated out of the kingdom of darkness, where we would have lived all our lives in darkness, in ignorance, in deception and delusion, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And It's impossible to set down all the wonderful things that Jesus accomplished during his earthly ministry. Remember the Gospel of John. He said if everything was written that Jesus did, all the books in the world would not be able to hold them. And so it is. But by faith, we know and understand the character and the intent of our God. And as we read the glorious truths of God's Word, we see his attention to things that we might consider small, but which are even greater proof of his greatness and the love that he holds for each one of his children. Christ is the same compassionate Savior and healer as when he walked among men. He's our helper now, praise God. He knows the burden of every one of his children. He knows what you're going through. He knows the secret sorrows of your heart. He knows the things you're facing, and he cares. And as we call out to him, his eyes are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to our cry. The Savior looks upon each one of his children with infinite tenderness and compassion. He's so mindful of each one of us that he daily makes intercession for us at the throne of God. These are not hidden truths, but as we realize them, sometimes when we go through trials and battles, we feel like we're cut off from God. We're so far away from his help and that he's not hearing us. But he wants to give us new hope and courage to every one of us that belong to his family. We're not a forgotten group of nomads wandering the earth without a home, but we have been translated into his kingdom, the kingdom of his dear son. Jesus physically, as well as spiritually, represented all that was pure and holy. In his earthly life, he was without blemish and without spot. In his body as well as in his soul and spirit, he was God's example of what all of humanity was intended to be. As the people looked upon Jesus, they saw in his face the divine compassion of his Father, as well as the power and authority that he bore. While his manner was gentle and unassuming, he never flinched at a trial, nor fled before the devil. During his earthly ministry, he was continually pursued by crafty and hypocritical men of the nation who sought to defeat him in controversy, but they could never gain an advantage. Every antagonist had to retire from the field of confrontation in shame and defeat. Christ's teaching and ministry had a freshness and a power such as man had never known before. Even his enemies were forced to admit and declare, "Never man spake like this man." Every human being on earth is the object of his loving interest. To him who gave his life, that we who believe in him might bring men back to God, we have a ministry of reconciliation. Souls that are guilty and helpless before the snares of Satan have been set free by the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to declare that truth, that he is indeed the great shepherd of his flock, who will go after that one that is lost and still love and care for the 99 who've remained faithful. He loves each and every one of us, whomsoever will may come to him, rich and poor, high and low estate, all who are in need, the rankest sinner, the poorest saint, all who come to know him find an abundant life given to everyone who experiences the new birth. It's so important that we not only know and believe that Jesus died for our sins, but that he lives to minister to the whole man. He's just not concerned about our eternal salvation, but our life in the here and now. He came to bring life, and that life more abundantly. Isn't that what the word says? He saves to the uttermost. He heals to the uttermost. He gives comfort and strength and peace to his beloved. Jesus paid it all, and everything that we need is supplied in him. We live, however, in a nation that has and is terribly wicked. We look at the world around us and we see it's sin sick. It's a judgment-bound generation. It's a wicked generation, similar to those among whom Lot lived. The wrath of God is pronounced against all who partake of the wickedness of this world in such an age as this. But he has given grace, a time of grace, that those who will hear the Spirit speaking will not perish. He's looking for a people, for a man, for a woman who'd stand in the gap for the land that he might not destroy it. In that time, in Old Testament times, he found none and did pour out judgment. But God is calling a people today to stand in gap and pray for this nation, for this world, for the families of God's people, for the families of the unsaved, for the families of those who truly have sold out to Jesus and are waiting for God to give them their household. God doesn't take pleasure in pouring out judgment. God is bringing forth his last day outpouring of Holy Ghost power so that our unsaved loved ones can be saved, friends, and those we've been praying for can be saved before it's everlastingly too late. John 4:35 says, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, already to harvest." The Lord is working now, beloved, moving as never before, getting his people ready for that wonderful catching away, and he wants to bring the bride of Christ and all those who will say yes. But time is short. The storm clouds are gathering, the lightning is flashing, the wind is beginning to blow. Kingdoms of this world are coming to an end. The day of the Lord is at hand, and the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. Beloved, we're living in a time where multitudes are in the valley of decision, and we must do all that we can in prayer and whatever God would speak to our heart to hear the clarion call to do whatever our hand finds to do in these times in which we are living. That's what this ministry has done for countless decades. We are praying, we're believing God that all that God has given Jesus will be saved and brought into the ark of safety. Join me in that prayer. I pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,